G'day, I'm Bruce Holland. I'm really pleased today to be interviewing Jeff Baskand, the Chief Executive of Statistics New Zealand. His topic is his best advice to someone aspiring to be a Chief Executive in a large organisation like Statistics.
I think, the best advice you can give to someone. I suppose the first thing is just to be yourself. We're all different, and trying to be someone you're not, sort of doomed to failure, doesn't mean you don't try and learn and continue to adapt, but you've got to be genuine, you know, authentic, whatever word you want to use. And I trust your own core values and your, if some confidence that you've got, you know, the strengths that you bring to the task and role. But on the other hand, accept that you're not going to be all in everything, and that what you're doing is working with others and bringing, you know, the complementarities together. So, you know, when I think about it, that in terms of myself, I'll never be a Martin Luther King in terms of oratory or a great operations manager. It's not me. They're not my strengths. But I think I know what I can do, and which is build people, build a team, get the best out of people, manage relationships well, think well strategically, and try and weld it together in such a way that with others we can get, you know, what we have to get done. And I need good operations managers, I need good people who can do these other, you know, things that I can't. And so, you know, that being true to yourself is probably the thing. Not trying to be all and everything to everybody.
So being true to yourself assumes that you know yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, is it does. I mean, not. I think
you reflect on it, and you have to, and you listen, and you learn, and you do self-assessment things and 360-degree feedback things, and build it in such a way that your team will tell you how you're going. But yeah, and you reflect. Absolutely, you have to reflect and think about what you can and can't do. Be honest with yourself about that. I think I'm always learning about myself. I mean, I would say that partly because I hope I'm growing, and partly also that I've got more insight into what makes me tick, what I can and can't do, excites me, what frustrates me, you know, how I handle those things over time.